So today, I think I'm gonna, I don't know, categorize this as bonus episode. So what I have decided, because obviously yesterday when I wrote the first letter, it was for the first time. And what I've done now, just now, is I've went through the letter again, and I have written down information that I didn't have yesterday. Not just because I wanted to not just for the letter, but also for the entire story. Because I'm assuming when my grandfather leaves, obviously he has certain people that he is in contact with regularly. People that are close to him. So I have a feeling that these people might be coming back, but he also might refer back to certain things that he touches upon in previous letters. So to make the information complete, and for, I don't know, in the future, maybe someone wants to read along with the families or the things that are happening. And then so it's easier for me to refer back to things as well. So I figured out that the letter is addressed to Marianne, his sister, and the family Koopmans. No idea who these people are. He does indeed say Rotstad Assen. I don't know what he has against Assen, but Rotstad, yeah, like I said, darn city, or yeah, a city that he doesn't like. And then the whole journey to Assen, where I said that he was that something was really funny. He says in Dutch, "Je was onderhand zo melig als een mislukte pruimpudding." Well, the word "melig" has two meanings. In this case as well. I mean, he's making a joke. So he is, yeah, melig is, can be a certain taste or certain sensation when you have like an apple and it's not crispy or it's not, I don't, there is no word. Sandy, is that a word? Anyway, yeah, I think so. So he's referring to that sort of mouth feel, mouth texture of like when an apple is, yeah, I think the word is sandy. I would describe it as sandy. And he is not referring to, or he is not comparing it to an apple, but he's comparing it to a plum pudding. And the melig is not only this sandy sort of mouth taste feel, but melig is also another word in Dutch for not being able to stop laughing. So what it means exactly, but anyway, that's what he says. So I figured out the pruim pudding word. Then there was a lot of exercising, theory exercising, that's what he said. And you were allowed to walk around with a pencil and a book. It says in Dutch, je kunt een potlood en een boekje rond blijven sjouwen. So that's what you are allowed to have on you. That's what I'm assuming. And then the whole climbing over the log over the water, he had to go with someone. And I haven't figured out what or who that was, but he says, I had to go with the dot 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 unlegible word for me. And then the water was, he says, minstens 3 à 4 meter breed, which means at least 3 to 4 meters wide. And then the thing about the bakken, pakken, hakken, zakken, the one that I could, oh, takken, something about the weather that I couldn't figure out, and I have figured it out, he says, klimaat, climate. Een takkenklimaat. I don't know why he's surprised because he's only a few hours away from home. But it is a shitty climate, people. And I wrote it down with a smiley face. Because if anyone that's listening that knows me, I think one mystery about myself is now officially solved after only one letter. I have this from my grandfather. I complain about the weather extensively, all the time, everywhere. Okay? It's either too hot or too cold. No, it's actually never too hot. It's always too cold. Always. Yesterday, as an example, yesterday it was 29 degrees. And at the end of the afternoon or early evening, I went to see a friend here across the road. Everything is across the road here, but this is literally across the road. And I was wearing a jumper. And the first thing a friend of mine said when I walked in, he was like, "Are you sick?" "No, why?" "You're wearing a jumper." "Yeah, because it's cold." It wasn't cold, people. No one thought it was cold except for me. So 29 degrees and I'm wearing a jumper. So the fact that my grandfather is complaining about the climate because it's snowing and hailing and raining and there's no sun. Opa, I feel you. I don't know why I never figured out before that I have this from you, but now we know. And then what he is describing about Groningen, so he went to Groningen that Sunday before, if I read it correctly, it's either Tuesday or Sunday, but I think it says Sunday. And so he is describing Groningen, comparing it to the place that he's from, because the people that he's writing a letter to have never been to Groningen. And he says in Dutch, "Je loopt er in een kringetje rond." So you're walking around in a circle. And actually, to be honest with you, I have been to Groningen, and that is exactly what it's like. It's like, yeah, it's a few big sort of squares with. Yeah, I can see why he has described it like that. I don't know what it was like in 1946, but I recognize that feeling about Groningen. So he wants the people from back home to sort of know or give them an idea of what Groningen is like. And then the whole sleeping arrangement, being with the four people from, and I haven't figured out what this is, but I see something like, "We liggen hier met z'n vieren van de Gezalis Combi." I don't know, maybe it's like a military base, or maybe it's, but it's obvious that he knows these four people better than the 38 people from The Hague. So I'm assuming that him and these four other, or three others have the same sort of, I don't know, departure of origin or whatever you want to call it. And then the thing about the vaccination for the tropical illnesses, I don't know if he is referring to the tropical illnesses or the vaccinations, but he says, "die kleren dingen," which means those bloody things. So yeah, whichever he's referring to, I don't know, but he's not happy with either the tropical illnesses or the vaccinations because he got so sick, right? And then some more names. Henky. I have no idea who Henky is. Then another name, something that starts with MAR, and then I can't figure out the rest because he cuts it off and starts again in a new line, and I don't know. Mar Games, Margaret, I don't know. I don't know. It's a name. Hopefully it'll come back. And then, because yeah, he's asking, "Hoe gaat het nog met blah, blah, blah." And then he refers to someone called Leni, and he says, "Kop omhoog, Leni," which means, "Keep your head up, Leni." I don't know who Leni is, but might also come back. And then we have Joost that was driving in this whatever, which I think he says Dorstmaschine, and it's some type of, yeah, I don't know. If this thing ever blows up and there will be farmers listening, they'll probably kill me, but it has something to do with farming, like a tractor type of thing. And it is Joost that is driving this thing together with Tini. Don't know. And then something, lots of greetings. And then from the, no idea, Bommeling. No idea. Bommeling, I don't know. In the stad van de krantenkoppen. Also, big old question mark, because I don't know. Krantenkoppen is... news headlines, or headlines. So, and de stad is the city, so something... He's referring to himself in the city of the headlines, if I read it correctly. But I don't know exactly. So this is the recap of letter number one from the 26th of February 1946. And in the next, well, as soon as possible, hopefully in the next couple of days, I will start reading the next letter.